All right, happy new year. We are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat. Right there, Chopper Supernut right at the bottom. Ratcliffe 1965, Dave Souders is on, Judy Anita's on, Tim LT Bird's on, Confederate One is on, Lisa Kinzer is on, Hotshot Insights is on, Kep Guy One is on, D9597 is on, Hassle-Free TV is on, Neanderthal Soup is on, Mike Griffith's on, Gritterdom is on, Veronica 18201 is on, Debnew 2011 is on, Jones is on, 23 Justin Blake is on, Peg Joe is on, Sexy Pony's on, Salty Gonads is on, LA 106 Times is on, Leon Fish Puppy's on, USA Abbey Girl is on, Mickey 44 is on, M4 Small One is on, Lizzie 859 is on, K4 VMS is on, Richard Perry 49 is on. I don't know how to pronounce it, I'm just going to give you the best I can. PSUSIGEP is on. Jules 21 Hours on, Sheila K is on, John Phillips is on, Coco Dominky is on, let me see here, Just Jesse's on, Lady Vu is on, App Seeks Truth is on, Joe Heathen's on, Wilbur's Bud 1 is on, Volvo 960 is on, Philip Fry is on, Rafa 9821 is on, Lizzie 859 is on, let me see here, Milwaukee James is on. See if I missed anybody. Granite 2468 is on. The Picket Fence is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Let me see here. Airborne is on. Patty K44 is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Waterline 46 is on. 50925 McDonald is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Hope you're doing good. You know what we're going to talk about, of course. And here we have, you know, just off of the pregame real quick. I love that. Side by side with Joe Biden. If the killer is actually white, there was a side by side video by Mays. It is automatically white supremacist terrorism. That's the cause. If the killer is flying an ISIS flag as he drives down the street of New Orleans, killing 15 people and injuring 35, flying an ISIS flag, it's indeterminate what the cause is. You're like, what is the motivation behind it? Their own political agenda. It's very simple. I mean, this is where I stand on it. They want the globalist leftist bourgeois elitist, which of course includes the Democratic Party. They want to use ISIS fighters against us. So they can't. Now listen, eventually they'll turn on them too. But that's why you never see any prejudice towards them. I mean, you're like, Tom, yeah, they the left, the globalist leftist, including the Democratic Party, hates Christians, but doesn't hate the religion that makes women cover their entire faces and mutilates their sexual organs. Doesn't have any problem with that at all. And women have no rights at all, but allegedly the Party for Women's Rights embraces the Muslim Party, but hates Christians because they are using the Muslims to their end as their street army. That is the point of it. All right, so let's hop right to this. Let's go to New Orleans. Some of this will be redundant for you guys. Have to go over it to make sure that nobody missed anything. We're going to deep dive into this. Hopefully I have time to deep dive into some Islam stuff because Islam is a major problem. What are you saying, Tom? That you hate Islam? I hate the religion of Islam. I don't hate Islamic people, but I hate the religion of Islam. Just like I don't hate the sinner, but I hate the sin. Simple as that, because the Islamic faith is a sin. It's called idolatry. So Charlie Kirk video. Just side by side, this one, just run it whenever you can. Pedestrians narrowly avoid getting plowed over by Jabbar's rampage through the French Quarter, just so you can kind of see the, you know, how it went. Play it twice for me here and just run it back to the beginning, hit it play again. Just to make sure. So you see this woman right here, right there, within an inch of losing her life. Jeez. Right there. Now go to the next one for me and just run it side by side again. And yeah, you can just mute it. It's good. Now this is the actual carnage. It's a sad deal for folks if you're... If you don't like graphic footage, which I don't like it, but we have to show it because this is the reality of things. This is what killers do. This is right out of John 8:44. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning. This is what murderers do. These are the street thugs for the globalist left. Now, why would they do this? Because already, what are they calling for? The leftist politician can bring it back to me. You don't have to linger in that stuff. The leftist politicians are already calling for mass surveillance. So you can't go anywhere, can't buy, sell, trade, or travel without your QR code and Mark of the Beast on your phone. So this is what they do. They make you feel unsafe by using radical Islam And by the way, there is no other kind of Islam but radical Islam. Ask any Islamist. There isn't any other kind of Islam. It is a 24-hour, 365-day-a-year call to jihad and Sharia law. That's what Islam is. It is idolatry. Muhammad was nothing but a murderer himself, probably a pedophile. But anyway, that's what Islam is. It's an absolute joke. Quran is a joke. And it's just street thugs for the globalist left until they don't need them anymore. And then they'll turn on them also. All right, Colin Rugg video. Now, we've already seen in a second here, and we're launching into it right now for the most part, because here is, remember now, the first FBI agent, the black woman with the nose ring, which we'll get into in just a minute, came on the scene and said, this is not a terrorist attack. Why would she do that if she's not pro-Islam? Aaron, do you know why?
No.
I don't know either. If you're not pro-Islam and the guy is driving around with an ISIS flag, and you come up and say, this is not a terrorist event, well, what kind of event could it be? Can anybody explain to me what kind of event it would be? And we'll get to her in just a minute. But right after she said, well, not right after, but a couple hours after she said that, the exact same FBI came out and said this. Colin Rugg video. Play for me, Will.
The FBI team and our law enforcement partners here are also reviewing hundreds of hours of surveillance and other video from both the French Quarter and other locations. As for a timeline, at this point, investigators believe Jabbar picked up the rented F-150 in Houston, Texas on December 30th. He then drove from Houston to New Orleans on the evening of the 31st, and he posted several videos to an online platform proclaiming his support for ISIS. There were five videos posted on Jabbar's Facebook account, which are timestamped beginning at 1:29 a.m. and the last at 3:02 a.m. In the first video, Jabbar explains he originally planned to harm his family and friends, but was concerned the news headlines would not focus on the, quote, war between the believers and the disbelievers, end quote. Additionally, he stated he had joined ISIS before this summer. He also provided a will and testament.
So, of course, the FBI has been deployed to cover up. The FBI has been deployed to cover up whatever it is that the Democratic Party and the globalist left wants covered up. Now, you use the Joe Biden principle here. If it's a white guy committing a terrorist act, it is obviously white supremacist terrorism, even though it's kind of weird. When they try to kill Donald Trump, it's not white supremacist terrorism. It's weird, isn't it? Because the only two white people that have tried to done a terrorist attack recently, outside of transgenders, have been Ryan Routh and Crooks, and Thomas Crooks. So they weren't labeled white supremacist terrorism or terrorists, right? But if it's a black man that has committed a terrorist act, it's unknown what the causes are, even if he has an ISIS flag mounted to the bed of his F-250 or F-150 truck. Weird, isn't it? Because it doesn't behoove the political motives and political agenda and political narrative of the globalist left to say this was an ISIS terrorist mowing down 15 Americans. Just like the last time we had an event like this was also a black man driving through a crowd. And of course, the headline was a car drove through the crowd. Not the name of the suspect driving the car. It's like, again, a gun did this and a car did that. No, it's a person behind each. Last time this happened, this was also a black man. But why is that not black supremacist terrorism? Tom, you're a racist. I don't care. I'm ambivalent about race. I don't care. I'm a race agnostic. I don't care. What I care about is what is true. Why would you have the lead investigator? It's kind of weird. The lead investigator seems to already have been replaced by this guy, the woman with the nose ring. The obvious DEI hire, because she's not even grammatically correct in her speech. But anyway, why is it that you can't just say what's true? What's true is this was an ISIS attack on America. What happened in Vegas? Don't know yet. But it's kind of weird that we'll get to Vegas in just a minute. It's kind of weird that the Vegas guy just loved Ukraine. Loved him some Ukraine. Matthew Leifelsberger, whatever, I can't pronounce it really. This guy is, of course, Shamshad Dimjabbar. Strike one. Name, strike one. Tom, you're profiling. That's right, I'm profiling. That's correct. I am profiling because you know who commits most terrorist act? People like him. That's who. You're not allowed to say it? I don't care if you're allowed to say it. Is it true or is it not? If it's true, then it's true. But if you say it, it'll offend people. It's still true. Why is it now that you are not allowed to say things that are true if they'll offend people? Aren't you going to lose the truth then? I would think so. So on this Colin Rugg video, a little bit of a Colin Rugg article here. The FBI says Jabbar posted multiple videos online. Here are the new developments. Jabbar posted 5 videos on his Facebook account proclaiming his support for ISIS. He joined ISIS before the summer. He provided a will and testimony. Jabbar served in the army for 10 years and was deployed to Afghanistan. Lots of commonalities between him and Levelsberger also, which we'll get to. Authorities say Jabbar acted alone. Of course, that's what the authorities say. He acted alone. They acted alone. They were at Fort Bragg at the exact same time. They were both in the army. They both used the Turo app to rent their vehicles, but they acted alone. But they're at Fort Bragg at the same time. And by the way, who visited Fort Bragg dozens of times? Anybody know? Ryan Routh. Weird, isn't it? Ryan Routh, you know, the one who has attempted to assassinate Donald Trump on the golf course? He was at Fort Bragg. I can't remember how many times. I have a video to play in just a minute, but it was dozens of times at the same base that Jabbar and Levelsberger was at. Kind of weird, isn't it? And Levelsberger's wife hates Trump, and he loves the Ukraine war. His relatives are coming out and saying he's a Trump lover. Yeah, right. And you love the Ukraine war. You're not a Trump lover, obviously. Let's go to the next one. Johnny MAGA video. This is bizarre. Here we go. Now, we are beginning. Aaron, we need to celebrate the parade of idiots. Some of this is a little bit of overlap. You'll hear some of the same stuff. And we played some of this in the pregame. Here are the parade of idiots. Johnny MAGA video. This is bizarre. The assistant special agent in charge of the FBI in New Orleans says the Bourbon Street attack was not a terrorist event, then announces improvised explosive devices were found at the scene. We'll deep dive into this. Play for me.
In order to conduct this, he was hell-bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did. Because of the nature and the indices that we have on the scene, and we have enough information that the FBI will be taking over this investigation. And with that, I am going to be asking, this is the assistant agent in charge, this is Agent Duncan, Special Agent Duncan, and she has taken over this case on behalf of us and the FBI. As always, we will be in partnership with all of our partners. But Agent Duncan, if you want to have a few words for everyone.
Thank you, ma'am. Good morning. My name is Alethea Duncan. I'm the Assistant Special Agent in charge for FBI New Orleans. As Chief Kirkpatrick said, we'll be taking over the investigative lead for this event. This is not a terrorist event. What it is right now is there improvised explosive devices that was found. And we are working on confirming if this is a viable device or not. As Chief Kirkpatrick said, we're asking everyone to stay away from Bourbon Street, specifically from Canal Street to St. Anne.
Can you imagine saying in the same sentence, you as a reasonable person, 146 people that are watching right now, and everybody watching on the Christian Television Network, can you as a reasonable person imagine using the sentence, this is not a terrorist attack, it is an improvised explosive device situation? What is an IED situation is a terrorist attack? And by the way, she's saying this after a man, Jabbar, drove through the crowd killing 15 Americans with an ISIS flag attached to the bed of his truck. And she says, has the gall, this woman right here, that's Alika Duncan, obvious DEI hire, as well as the chief of police. What are these the people in charge? These are the people in charge, right here, these people. Will said it while we were watching. A stiff wind would blow over Ann Kirkpatrick. This is a woman in charge of the police who couldn't go on a police call. If her life depended on it. She's near 70 years old. What in the world is she doing as the chief of police of New Orleans? We have an all-female response here. You're like, Tom, you're a chauvinist. Not any of those things. I would really like to see a guy who could actually handle Jabbar or Levelsberger. Can any of these women do it? Any of these women? One-on-one. They get it. Levelsberger, who was he, Will? Do you know he's a Green Beret in the Army? What is Kirkpatrick going to do? What is Alika Duncan, who's so concerned about her nose ring, she doesn't understand proper grammar is not explosive devices was found. That's how she talks. It's explosive devices were found, as she claims with improper grammar that it wasn't a terrorist event. Unbelievable. These people, they have no idea. You're like, Tom, you're a male chauvinist pig. I don't care. You call me whatever you want. You tell me that any of these women could arrest any guy in the studio right now? Alika's going to arrest me. If I don't want to be arrested, Alika's going to arrest me? How? Explain to me how she, and not only that, but at least she has at least probably a slightly better chance than Ann Kirkpatrick. What's Ann going to do? I'm 6'2". 235 pounds. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Nothing. And these are the people in charge of the woman right behind them is the mayor. And this should have all been prevented, by the way, because they actually had the materials in place to prevent all of this. They had the assets in place to prevent it, which we'll get to all that also. So again, this is just the parade of idiots here. Let's go to the next one. Free tweet. Official FBI policy. Now, this is an idiot right here. This guy Free on Twitter. He's an idiot. Again, parade of idiots. This is the deep dive fat checks of the left. Official FBI policy, he says. Official FBI policies, as if he's checked and as if he knows, or is he just bold-faced freaking lying like everybody else on the left and trying to sound official while he does it? Official FBI policies, the jewelry should not interfere with your ability to do your job. It's not correct. It's not official FBI policy. A nose ring would do exactly that. If you were hands-on with a bad guy, isn't she supposed to be able to be hands-on with a bad guy? And they tried to rip it off your face. That would be, isn't she at any moment could be hands-on with a bad guy? Or do they make sure they hide DEI hires like Alika Duncan whenever they can? So let's go to official FBI policy, shall we? Here we go. It's right here. Facial piercings are not permitted. According to the FBI, facial piercings are not permitted except for female trainees who are authorized to wear earrings. Is she a trainee? She's the lead special agent in charge of the North New Orleans investigation, and she's wearing a nose ring. Low-class DEI hires. All right, let's go. Parade of idiots. Continuing on. Vince Legman video. This is unbelievable. The mayor of New Orleans. So you have the mayor of New Orleans comes out and says it is a terrorist attack. And then listen to the video right after it. Play it for me.
Good morning. First of all, we do know that the city of New Orleans was impacted by a terrorist attack. It's all still under investigation. You'll hear more after me. However, I have been in direct contact with the White House, with Governor Landry, and of course, a unified command who is present here.
This is not a terrorist event. What it is right now is there improvised explosive devices that was found, and we are working on confirming if it's a viable device or not. This is not a terrorist event. What it is right now is there improvised explosive devices that was found, and we are working on confirming if it's a viable device or not. As Chief Kirkpatrick said, we're asking everyone to stay away from Bourbon Street, specifically from Canal Street to St. Anne. That is my ask. Once again, stay away from Bourbon Street, Canal Street, all the way to St. Anne until we can figure out what is going on.
Let me be very clear about this point. This was an act of terrorism. It was premeditated and an evil act. Posted several videos to an online platform.
All right, so there you go. I just wanted to show you the parade of idiots. In line, it was the mayor of New Orleans. Well, first, let me correct you. It was, first of all, Ann Kirkpatrick, the chief of police, calling it a terrorist attack. Then you had Alika. These are the parade of morons running the show. Of course, they're only there to cover up for the globalist left and the Democratic Party. When I say globalist left, please understand that just includes the Democratic Party. So first you have the chief of police comes up there. That's Ann Kirkpatrick calling it a terrorist attack. Then Alika Duncan's lead investigator for the FBI comes up and says it's not a terrorist attack. Then the mayor comes up and says it is a terrorist attack. Then the FBI comes up and says it is in fact a terrorist attack. These are the idiots in charge. Why is it even a question? Why is it even a question of political expediency. Why is it even a question of political correctness? I hate political correctness. Don't believe in it. But why is it even a question about political correctness when you have a guy with an ISIS flag mowing over American citizens? Why is it? Why are we having to worry about political correctness? I mean, I truly don't understand it. Why? It's obviously an ISIS attack. You already knew that it was. And if there's improvised explosive devices, it is a terrorist attack. There's no other discussion needed. The only reason for not calling that is for some nefarious political motive. All right, Colin Rugg video. New Orleans police superintendent says she has no clue. Oh. Hey, can you put up that pic, Aaron, for me? Would you, side by side, right there? Just want to show you. This is what could have been up. They own these. Do you know that? Well, why weren't they up? Aaron, Will, correct me if I'm wrong. Haven't we had numerous of these attacks around the world by Islamists?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. So when you're going to have a large gathering, by the way, this isn't just your typical Bourbon Street gathering. You have the Sugar Bowl there. So you're having hundreds of thousands of people jam-packed into streets night after night after night, right? Why would you not put up barricades? And you're making literally billions of dollars, billions, for the state of Louisiana and for the city of New Orleans, right? You're making hundreds of millions or billions of dollars. Why wouldn't you, even if you don't want to do this, why would you not drive in concrete barricades?
Yeah.
Cost nothing. Nothing. Why is it not done? Because of idiots like that. Incompetent buffoons. New Orleans police superintendent, remember this is the lovely Ann Kirkpatrick, who couldn't tackle a hamster. She couldn't put a hamster in custody. Like, you know, I mean, like, Tom, get off. I can't. What would she do if she jumped out of the car? what would she do if the stiff wind, like Will described earlier, didn't blow her away instantly? What was she going to do? Beg somebody to put their hands behind their back, I guess? You know, just so you know, from 25 years of law enforcement experience myself, not everybody puts their hands behind their back. Not everybody complies. This woman completely and totally, absolutely depends on compliance, because there's not a freaking thing she could do if someone didn't comply. Why is she the police chief? Get over it, Tom. No. Incompetent buffoons. New Orleans police superintendent says she had no clue that New Orleans had sidewalk barriers. I had no idea. How do you not know that? You're the police superintendent. How do you not know how to secure your own town during the freaking Sugar Bowl to defend against terrorist attacks? What a total embarrassment. Reporters seemed shocked when Ann Kirkpatrick bizarrely admitted that she was unaware of sidewalk barriers. These are the people in charge. I guarantee you she just loved putting masks on, demanding everybody be vaccinated or they couldn't come to work. This absolute, incompetent, buffoon, delusional buffoons. Uneducated, ignorant, stupid buffoons. Again, parade of idiots. As always. Something that would have likely saved lives had they been installed. According to video footage, a New Orleans terror attack suspect appeared to get around police barricades by going on the sidewalk. You know you can't get around? Concrete barricades. That's what you don't do. Play for me, Will.
What you see behind us is what we call hardening the target. So we have brought in heavy trucks. You will see when you go down Bourbon, you will see yellow, what we call archers, and they're along the sidewalk. And that would be to be preventive if someone had, or if this particular terrorist went around up on the sidewalk, that's what that would do, okay? It would slow that down for anyone who thought that they could breach our targets. And so those are some of the main differences. We are done in the quarter. Also, you are going to see an incredibly large presence of police. And we are, though, confident, but we want our community to feel confident and know they are confident, at least safe. And that's what we're going to do. So right now, I can declare to you that the Bourbon Street is open.
Chief, where did those archers come from?
Sorry?
Those yellow archers, where did they come from?
Actually, we have them. I didn't know about them, but we have them. And so we have been able now to put them out.
Okay.
One.
So you had the barricades that would have stopped the terrorist attack. And yes, we're calling it a terrorist attack because we're not worried about political expediency and political correctness. So yes, it's a terrorist attack. And 278 Little Reds says Kirkpatrick, thank you for the info, by the way, was fired from the Oakland County PD. Excellent. Thank you for letting me know that. I had no clue that was the case. I wonder why she was fired. Incompetent buffoon. That's why. Crime through the roof. You ever looked at any videos of Oakland, California? That's who was in charge of it. Look at New Orleans right now. That's what they could have had. And not to mention, once again, you ever been to, like, Aaron, you probably remember from when you were at NYC. You go to New York City where they don't want you. They have concrete barriers. No getting away. You couldn't drive a tank over those freaking things.
Yeah.
And what does this idiot do? You got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of visitors there. Not only do you not, at a very cheap rate, haul in concrete barriers, which are even superior to those yellow ones, but you already had the yellow ones in there. You could have put them up, and she didn't know they were there. Of course, she's covering her butt now. She probably did know and was too lazy to do it. Listen to what she says at the beginning here. I'm going to tell you a very valid point that Will made. Play for me.
What you see behind us is what we call hardening the target.
All right, back to me. So, Will said, isn't that what you're supposed to do before the terrorist attack? Oh, great, you're hardening it now after everybody's already dead? Typical Democrat. So Democrats always do. You know what? We've let in 15,000 illegals per day, and our women are being raped and murdered. But now we've decided after four straight years of doing that, that we're going to slow down immigration, which, by the way, they never did. Trump did it. But I'm just saying, that's what they always do. So here's Libs of TikTok video. Hydraulic steel barricades were installed in New Orleans in response to attacks where terrorists used cars as weapons. A witness says they weren't raised that night. So not only did they not install the ones that hadn't yet been installed as a safety precaution, they already had ones installed and then didn't use them. Play for me, Will.
Doug McCash, I'm with NOLA.com, and lately I've been writing about the mayor and governor's proposals to make the French Quarter safer. And one of those proposals was to have mechanical barriers that would prevent vehicles from approaching Bourbon Street after certain hours.
Are we taking down this view? Here you go. You ready?
There were terrorist attacks in Nice and in Berlin where terrorists used trucks as weapons. And this is supposed to protect us from that.
I don't think it's that bad of an idea. Keeps cars from running us over when we're drunk, right?
So again, just to reiterate, not to be overly redundant, but not only did they have barriers that weren't installed that the chief of police and Kirkpatrick didn't even know about that would have stopped the attack, they had ones that were installed right here that weren't used. This is why you send the FBI in. You send the FBI in so the FBI can cover up for the Islamic terrorists because they're all part of the same globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist cabal. Get the FBI in here and make sure they cover up so we never know whether or not Jabbar actually drove over one of these things that wasn't deployed. Can you imagine that, guys? That he drove over, like, say that thing wasn't deployed. You saw the video where it was deployed and not deployed. Here it is deployed. There ain't no getting past that, folks. You'd have to have a tank to get past that. There ain't no F-150 or F-250 getting past that. All right? Look at the cops standing there. Why weren't these all deployed? Witnesses say they weren't. Were there some deployed? I don't know. We haven't heard one witness say there was any sort of obstruction to this person. Anybody heard? We know they drove around a police barricade, the plastic ones, that your two-year-old could knock over with their index finger. And they had this and didn't deploy it. Because, listen, you have to almost start asking, is it on purpose to start us getting used to these sort of attacks? So that when Trump takes office, they can amplify the attacks and they can do more attacks? I don't know. All right, in wokeness video, New Orleans terrorist, here he is. Just most of you have seen this video. That's what you see. Sounds like a normal guy, doesn't he? Play for me.
Texas, and now live in Houston. And I've been here all my life, with the exception of traveling for the military, where I spent 10 years as a human resources specialist and IT specialist, where I learned the meaning of great service and what it means to be responsive and take everything seriously, dotting I's and crossing T's to make sure that things go off without a hitch. So I've taken those skills and applied them to my career.
Of course, that is Shamsuddin Jabbar. That's the guy. I'd like to know. I wonder what his original name was before he converted to Islam and ISIS. But again, Fort Bragg was in the Army for 10 years. Served at Fort Bragg, used the two-row app, just like Matthew Livelsberger did the same thing. At Fort Bragg, they were at Fort Bragg at the same time, both in the Army. You both used the two-row app. Kind of weird, isn't it? Acted on the same day. Kind of odd. And, of course, again, Ryan Routh has visited Fort Bragg dozens of times. All right, one more time, if you saw this from the postgame, here's how the Biden administration responds to terrorism. Play for me.
What happened here is simple and straightforward. Terrorism. Failure for us to not say that, failure in saying that, is going to be complicity. Silence is complicity. It's complicity. We cannot remain silent. The ideology of white supremacy has no place in America. None. The law enforcement and intelligence community are continuing to look for any connections, associations, or co-conspirators. We have nothing additional to report at this time. The investigation is continuing to be active, and no one should jump to conclusions.
And again, of course, if it's a white person, then it's white supremacist terrorism. If it's a black Islamist, there's no connections that we know about right now, even though he's flying an ISIS flag. But I've already gone over that. All right, so that sums up New Orleans. So far, that's all that I know. So I have to show you this. This video, this is a Gaina Fauci video. This is unbelievably creepy. The White House just posted this. I want you to watch this video. The White House just posted this weird, dark, move forward video on their YouTube channel. Just posted it either yesterday or today, showing tons of people in masks while saying things like the time to trust. Play for me. That was just released by the Biden White House. Everybody in the video is wearing a mask in January of 2025. Look at this video. I mean, everybody in there, it's time to unite. Time to do this. Time to do that. Look at this. What is going? Why are you wearing a mask? Because it is an oath of allegiance to the globalist left. It is a swastika for the globalist left. You are saying, you're not saying that you're scared of a virus. What you're saying is that I swear my allegiance to the globalist cabal, the globalist agenda. Look at the globalist narrative. Look at all these people wearing masks. Why? What's the purpose for wearing a mask? Every single study has shown that not only are they useless, they're harmful. So it's just like safe and effective? Exactly the opposite. Non-effective and harmful. That's what masks are. But yet here we are once again. Time to heal. Time to rebuild. And everybody's wearing masks again? I thought it was all over. I've heard right-wingers say it's all over. How's it all over? Here we are. It's the left. In order for you to be a proper leftist now, you have to acquiesce to wearing a mask, almost like Islamic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird. Isn't that they have that in common with radical Islam? Everybody's masked. Everybody's got a face diaper on. Everybody's muzzled. Just like radical Islam, like all the women in radical Islam are muzzled. Look, here they are, Democratic Party. In order for you to be a proper Democrat. Just like in order for you to be a proper Nazi, you had to have on the Nazi symbol, skull and crossbones, the swastika. You had to have it on in order to be a leftist, in order to be a globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist. You will wear your oath of allegiance, your sign of allegiance, your patch of allegiance on your freaking face of a mask in 2025. Look at this one. I mean, look at these people. That again, this is them just simply saying, we believe. We believe we are with you. Imagine you can bring it back to me. Imagine that, you know what, if I was like, you know, loyal to something, I certainly wouldn't be deprivating oxygen from my body for the sake of that loyalty. That's how stupid these people are. Where they're missing out on 20, 30, 40% of the oxygen that they need on a daily basis. And by moment basis, not only all the funguses and bacteria and latent viruses that get caught up in that you breathe back in. Because again, I'm no scientist or anything. Pardon me. I'm not an expert or anything. But I do believe that once you exhale, you're supposed to exhale. Would you not agree? But those people don't exhale it. You know, for the sake of their allegiance, for the sake of their public testimony of allegiance, they're willing to suck in viruses all day long, suck in funguses and bacteria all day long. And not only that, but it's the pathological absurdity of wearing that stupid thing. Gosh, I shouldn't get off on masks. I mean, the show could be over. Can't believe it's already 9:42. Where the heck am I? Time? Oh, here we are. Okay, put up there, Will. Time tweet. Biden has given this, just so you know, this happened today. Look at the date. Happened today. Well, you know, we congratulate Liz Cheney. She needs to enjoy it because she's going to prison soon.
What a hero.
Yep. Such a hero. She actually got this award for putting country over party. That's what Biden's, I'll play for you. Biden is giving the second highest civilian award to leaders of the J6th congressional panel. For doing what? Bold-faced lying? For making sure that every bit of exculpatory material wasn't presented at their J6 non-select committee? That they made sure Nancy Pelosi turned down the National Guard, Muriel Bowser turned down the National Guard, Schumer and McConnell who turned down the National Guard, none of them testified. Kind of weird. Nancy Pelosi didn't have to testify to the very fact that Ray Epps called her office at least 3 times prior to J6. That's weird that she didn't have to testify about that. But yet she put country over party. No, she did exactly the opposite. She put her party, which is the Democratic Party, over her country. Here she is, Ian Yeager video. Here's Biden presenting her with her award.
Elizabeth L. Cheney for putting the American people over party.
I wonder what it feels like to be a Judas Iscariot. I mean, I wonder what it's like to be a Benedict Arnold up there receiving an award from the antithesis of all that you said you believed in your entire life. A baby butchering socialist is giving you an award telling you that you're great. That means you're a great baby butchering socialist if a baby butchering socialist is giving you an award. But there she is once again. And, you know, it looked like Biden was moving in there for the sniff. He grabbed her hand, which was, of course, not what you're supposed to do either. grabs her by the hand. And then he kind of was moving in. We were looking for the sniff.
It's close.
Kind of moving in. But I think he made his earpiece. They're probably saying, Joe, back it up.
Back it up.
Maybe afterwards you can come up behind her. And you go give her a little after the ceremony. But right now, Joe, you're on national TV. Okay, you've already been inappropriate enough to grab her by the hand and hold it in a very uncomfortable fashion for a long period of time. But yeah, there it is. So she's receiving an award. By the way, she's guilty of all sorts of crimes with the J6 committee. Perjury, tampering with a witness. Okay, she'll be very lucky if she's not in prison. So she can enjoy her little presidential freedom award, whatever it is. By the way, when did putting your country over your party become something that you receive a medal for? I mean, what's next? You know, today I went to McDonald's twice. You get a presidential freedom for supporting the economy. Unbelievable.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right, Josh Dunlap tweet. I'm just letting you know what Biden's on about doing. Then we're going to Vegas. Breaking: President Biden to permanently ban any more offshore oil drilling. Oh, that's great. That's a great idea. Isn't it a great idea? And wants to lock in difficult to revoke rules before Trump takes office. So these disgusting, incompetent, moronic, evil socialists are making sure they're sticking it to Trump as much as they possibly can before he takes office. He just needs to eliminate all this using EOs, using executive orders. All right, let's go to Vegas. All right, here we go. Just to lay it out for you, I got that video. Yeah, just run the first two in a row, Will. Citizen Free Press video is the first one. Nick Sorter is the second one. Here's the video footage from the explosion. Aaron and I were here last year. We were right there.
Yeah, yep.
Didn't we shoot the podcast?
Yeah,
out?
That's where we shot
We did our Vegas podcast last year at the Trump Hotel.
Yeah.
We walked right in where it's at right there. So, a beautiful hotel, by the way. Just flawless. Beautiful. Of course, it's Trump. But anyway, so here is the terrorist attack at Trump Tower. Obvious terrorist attack when it's a vehicle detonation, purposeful vehicle detonation right in front of a building. It's obviously a terrorist attack. What the motives are, we don't know yet, but we'll find out. And we're just going to have to watch to see how much the FBI covers up the connections that they have. Right, right, right. Well, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
That they have with Matthew Leibelsberger and Shamsad Dinjabar. What they're doing, I guarantee you, the FBI. Why is the FBI even, why is the FBI, is this thing on? I got a beeping going on. There we go. Why is the FBI even taking over local investigations? There's no reason for them to do that. They came in and they're taking it over so that they can cover for their own mal and misfeasance, so they can cover up any connections that they may have. I didn't say they did. That they may have to these terrorists, because just about every terrorist attack, every mass shooting, we find out the FBI knew about them prior to the attack, just like Ryan Routh. FBI knew, CIA knew, Department of State knew, everybody knew about Ryan Routh, and yet he was still allowed to get within a few yards of Trump, and then the Secret Service agent from 5 feet away missed five shots. Unbelievable. All right, so I know I could go off on that for 10 minutes, but I've already done that. All right, so here's the footage from outside Trump and then also from inside Trump Tower. Play for me.
Copy.
All right, now let me show you the latest on this Carly Bonet video. This is long. I don't like to show videos this long, but it is a great summation by the Las Vegas Police Department, which I'm not sure if I've seen the FBI in Vegas yet. I probably have. I'm not sure yet. I'm looking at my list here. It's weird because Vegas seems to be handling this a little different because Vegas isn't quite as DEI as New Orleans. Female police chief. Black female FBI agent, black female mayor, D-I-D-I-D-R. It's got nothing to do with race. If these people were competent, I wouldn't care. I'm just saying it's just very DEI in New Orleans, a city with a vast history of corruption. And here in Vegas, it's a little sharper. So here's a good summation. It's a lengthy video, but it's a really excellent summation of what's happened, what they've discovered so far about the explosion in Vegas. Play for me, Will.
Investigation involving the FBI, the ATF, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, and these folks worked through the night and found a lot of stuff that is very useful for this investigation. As you look at this cyber truck here, we had to transport this down to our fleet services so that we could really get through this thing. And I remind you that the subject inside wasn't able to be removed for a very long period of time because he was burnt beyond recognition. And so as we continue to move through this, this. I'm going to talk a little bit about his identity and what we believe, but I would like to highlight a couple of things that the teams found inside of the Cybertruck that are useful to the investigation. And that, first and foremost, is a military identification. We also found a passport. We found a Desert Eagle 50 caliber semi-automatic pistol. And if you'll notice on a lot of these guns that we're going to talk about here, they're almost just burnt beyond recognition as well. There's a SLR model B30 semi-automatic firearm, a number of fireworks that were still in the vehicle that had to be removed. Notably, we found an iPhone and a smartwatch, and then several credit cards were also in the name of our subject. Our subject is 37-year-old Matthew Livelsberger. He's of Colorado Springs, Colorado, born July 22nd of 1987. Now, as you'll see here on a picture of his driver's license, the question really still remains for me, and I know that there's a lot of you folks in the media that are identifying this person as the person in our vehicle. As I mentioned to you already, his body is burnt beyond recognition, and I do still not have confirmation 100% that that is the individual that was inside of our vehicle. And so, as I'm calling it now, the subject or person of interest, I will not come back until I have the confirmation through DNA or medical records that this is indeed, in fact, the subject inside of the vehicle. Now, further complicating this identification of this individual, we also discovered through the coroner's office that the individual had sustained a gunshot wound to the head prior to the detonation of the vehicle. One of the handguns was found at his feet inside of the vehicle. Obviously, in how we're trying to identify him, and I'm feeling comfortable to give you this information, is a tremendous amount of substantial evidence to include. He rented the Toro vehicle. There are two tattoos, one of which was on the stomach and one of which is on the arm, that we can see bits and pieces of it as in comparison to what it is that we now know he had on his body that has given us a lot of confidence that this is, in fact, the same person, as well as the clearly obvious, which is the credit cards, the military identification, the passport. And then furthermore, as you'll see here in just a very short period of time, we tracked his movements from Colorado to Las Vegas. And in a number of the photographs that we were able to determine, he was the individual that was driving the vehicle. And also, I'd like to iterate this point to you. We still have only ever seen him in this vehicle, and we're not aware of any other subjects involved in this particular case. Now, I would like to acknowledge a couple of things because I know what's going on in the social media world, and there are a number of things in this case that are similar to the attack in New Orleans. We do know that our subject here served in the military. In fact, he's a current member of the military. Both of the subjects served at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. What we do know about that is it's a very large military base, and we have no record that they served in the same unit or even at the same years at Fort Bragg, something that continues to remain under investigation. I also know that they both served in Afghanistan in 2009. We don't have any evidence that they were in the same province in Afghanistan, the same location, or the same unit. Again, something else that remains under investigation. And we also know, of course, that they both used the rental company Toro to rent their vehicles. As far as his military background, it's been confirmed by DOD that he was indeed in the United States Army. He was also a Green Beret Operations Sergeant who spent most of his time at Fort Carson, Colorado, and in Germany. He was on approved leave from Germany, where he was serving with the 10th Special Forces Group. He was also previously in the National Guard and the Army Reserve. I'd like to point out to you that through exceptional joint investigative effort, we've gotten to a place where we believe we can show you his route to Las Vegas from Colorado, and Carlos will put up the map there for you. And we know that he rented the Cybertruck in Denver on December 28th. We tracked his movements through the Tesla charging stations to Monument, Colorado on December 30th. On the 31st of December, the truck was charged in Trinidad, Colorado, Las Vegas, New Mexico, and Albuquerque and Gallup, New Mexico. On January 1st, the truck was charged in Holbrook, Flagstaff, and Kingman, Arizona. We last tracked the truck in Kingman at 0533 yesterday morning. The truck was first spotted in Las Vegas at 729 a.m. yesterday. And Carlos will pull up a picture of the truck pulling onto Fashion Show Drive here. And that picture was observed at about 7:34 a.m. We know that he pulled into the Trump valet, and I believe we have a video of that.
And again, you know, just some interesting little parallels, of course. Well, first of all, gunshot wound to the head. When he did that, was it before? I don't know how the, you know, the police chief or police spokesman could say he did it prior to the explosion, could have done it in the midst of the explosion, whatever it may be, or after it was on fire or whatever. But right now, so far, if you notice the difference in these investigations, FBI doesn't appear to be involved in the Vegas investigation, which is great. And you might be thinking, well, the Vegas shooting, we never found out what happened to that. The Vegas police chief then became the police chief over Maui, all that. Well, maybe it's different now. Who knows in Vegas? But right now, they're being a lot more transparent than New Orleans. I mean, they even broke out the tattoos on the guy's arm. So maybe we'll find out some stuff. But Will was talking about this while we were watching it. You know, they need to trace the money, go, you know, follow the money. Well, that's when the Naren chimed in. That's what the FBI is there to cover up. And the FBI is there to make sure every lead is extinguished so that the Democratic Party and the globalist leftist bourgeois elitists are not injured by this terrorist attack, which this terrorist attack, in my opinion, of course, is on purpose. Of course, is either caused by the globalist leftist bourgeois elitist political initiatives like flooding our borders and things like that, even though both these people were from America, but you had somebody who was obviously recruited and groomed for ISIS by who? By somebody coming through the southern border? I don't know. But, you know, this, I don't think I'll get to it tonight, but we have Sean Ryan videos with the CIA agent. You're talking about at least a thousand ISIS terrorists, Al-Qaeda terrorists are in the United States already. The FBI cannot allow this incident or these incidences to hurt the globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist agenda and narrative, which is to destroy the United States of America, turn the United States of America into a third world country. And plus, they want these attacks so that everybody runs to them for safety. Again, everything really all comes down to the narrative and the agenda that I've told you about for the last 5 years and 15 days to flatten the curve. To leverage you into a one world commerce system with a single access point controlled by the globalists, by the leftists. So they want to have these attacks so that everybody depends on them for their security. There's many other reasons other than that, but that is a reason. And then they'll say, well, you know, in order for us to find out who financed these attacks, we're going to have great control over the financial system, so we're going to have to usher in CBDC currency. This is why is it that every time Will, Aaron, or I spend $600, the IRS knows about it, using their 87,000 new IRS agents? Why is it they know about it every time I spend more than $600, make a withdrawal of more than $600? Because they have to do it. Because if they don't, then it could be a terrorist doing it. They're doing it for our safety. It's just right out of First Thessalonians chapter 5. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Make sure that you're not in darkness. See this agenda for what it is. When they come to secure your peace and safety, using the attacks that they caused. Tom, are you saying that they caused these? No, I don't know that yet. But the FBI is there to make sure that we don't find out the facts behind these things. They're not there. Why is it that Vegas is releasing one fact after another? Have you seen any of that to that level from the FBI in New Orleans? They have to a degree, but they're going to make sure that we don't know the origins of the financing, the connections between these men and whatever NGO or government entity they were connected with, if they were. It's also one little thing. It's funny because every time ISIS terrorists in Europe right now in the European Union, whenever they are committing like riots and violent acts, they're always using fireworks. Islamists do that. And you have the Islamists in New Orleans mowing over American citizens. And then you have this guy who's kind of an explosives expert, uses fireworks also. Just kind of strange. But don't worry. CNN's all over it. CNN's got it. They've got their national security analyst. Listen to what she had to say. Play for me.
Well, it's all speculation at this point, and we don't know whether this person was, you know, pro-Trump, anti-Trump, maybe some kind of Islamic connection, although I don't think that.
We don't know whether this person's pro-Trump or anti-Trump. So now I'm going to steal from Aaron. The most pro-Trump person on the planet right now is Elon Musk. The vehicle that was detonated was an Elon Musk Tesla Cybertruck in front of Trump Tower. And we don't know whether this person's anti-Trump. That's a national security analyst, an expert, just like the experts in masking and vaccine and climate change and the experts that have launched us into $37 trillion worth of debt. Same expert.
I feel safe.
Yeah, no, yeah. When they shall say peace and safety, Aaron's feeling the peace and the safety right now. He detonates a vehicle in front of Trump Tower in Musk's vehicle, and it's not a person who's anti-Trump. Amazing. So here is the this is a Sarah Levensberger, the vehemently anti-Trump partner or wife of Matthew Levensberger. I'm assuming this, they have the last name, it's wife. So this is Matthew Levensberger. I wish he had an easier name, just like Matthew Berger or something. That's what I think about, like Thomas Crooks. At least it was easy. Matthew Levensberger. Here he is at the airport with his wife, who is vehemently anti-Trump, and he is vehemently pro-Ukraine. Play for me.
Posted up, midnight, red-eye flight. Sarah Beans. No Maddie B.
Trying not to be weird.
Not to be weird.
Not allowed to be weird or embarrass him. I can't do that.
We're judging people in front of the walking thing where you can choose to walk, you can choose to stand still, you can choose to
pick a side, people, pick a side.
You can walk aside it if you want some exercise and just be devoid of technology if you choose.
You ever seen a person with crazy eyes?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, right now, crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I see him in church all the time. Crazy person. Crazy. That's her. And her husband's actually telling her, don't be weird while we're in the airport. And she is a Trump-hating son of a gun, and he's very much pro-Ukraine. I just wanted to bring this up because he's so pro-Ukraine and detonated. There's the crazy. Aaron, that's perfect. Listen, you ever see a woman like that?
Run.
Run. Run. If you're single, don't date it, no matter how hot it is. Don't date it. I'm telling you, you'll wake up testicle-less. You'll become trans, and you don't want to be. Sleep with that.
Ugh.
So, Matthew there in the picture very much loves the Ukraine war, just like very strange, just like Ryan Routh. And, of course, they spent time at the same military base. But, again, that's just all coincidence. You know, just like Thomas Crooks actually training at the same weapons range as the Secret Service and DHS. That's weird. That same gun range. That's weird, right? I mean, that's just coincidence. It's all coincidence. But I just wanted to show you, what's the latest of what's going on in Ukraine? Just real fast. Since Levensberger loves Ukraine so much, let's talk about what's going on in Ukraine very quickly here. Put that up for me, Will. From the Gateway Pundit, just the latest right here. Notice the date. Macron's brigade, French taxpayers pay, and by the way, I'm trying to remember exactly what it was, billions. French taxpayers pay, it was billions of euros, whatever that means. French taxpayers pay for the training of Ukrainian unit, arming them with top NATO gear, but they return to the front and 1,700 soldiers immediately leave the front and go AWOL. That's how great the Ukraine war is going. They train them up, spend billions of euros training them up in this partnership between Macron and Zelensky and this special, you know, military combat unit. And 1,700 of them leave when the firing started. Just go AWOL and desert. 50 of them deserted while they were still in France. And everybody wants to Slava Ukraine and send money to Ukraine to battle for democracy, a democracy that isn't a democracy. It's actually an authoritarian dictatorship under a king named Volodymyr Zelensky. I just wanted to throw that in there. That's what's going on in Ukraine right now. Latest news out of Ukraine. All right, so back to Vegas for one more slide here. Jack Mack video. Both the Vegas and New Orleans terrorists have a lot in common. Play for me.
Both of the men that were behind the attacks yesterday have deep connections to each other. Both of these men, the one behind the Cybertruck Vegas outside Trump Tower attack and the man behind the New Orleans attack, both of them served in the U.S. Army. Their connection does not stop there. In 2012, they were both stationed in Fort Bragg together. Both of the cars yesterday that were used to carry out the acts of violence were rented through the Turo app. Turo is essentially the Airbnb of car renting. You can rent out your own car, and the cars that were used yesterday were both rented out through the Turo app. Now, there are a lot of people in the U.S. Army. There's a lot of people that are stationed at Fort Bragg, and there are also a lot of people that use the Turo app. But to have all of that and then also carry out what they carried out yesterday on the same day in separate cities, it doesn't. I just ran the numbers. It doesn't add up. And we all know Rule 18 of Jack Mack's life rules. Coincidences don't exist. Coinky dinks don't exist. And it's also worth noting, on top of all of this, Ryan Ruth, the individual that was arrested for trying to assassinate Donald Trump on his golf course in Florida, visited Fort Bragg 147 times over the past 4 years, staying overnight on 29 occasions. I don't like that one bit.
That's kind of weird, isn't it, that the anti-Trump, anti-Musk, both Trump and Musk want the Ukraine war to end. Ryan Routh, who was a recruiter for soldiers to go into Ukraine from around the world, for mercenary soldiers, Ryan Routh, strangely, although broke and arrested numerous times, and was on basically the watch list of the FBI, the State Department, and everything else, multiple felony convictions, strangely, with no money, had a house in Hawaii, though, and was able to travel the globe. Weird, as if he were a CIA asset, right? I mean, kind of weird how that would work. And Ryan Routh visited Fort Bragg 147 times, 29 times staying the night. That's weird, isn't it? Kind of weird, all these coincidences. Both of these guys are in the Army. Both of them exactly the same year at Fort Bragg, 2012. Both used the Turo app to rent their cars. Both of them drive long distances on the same day to commit a terrorist act on the same day, and have something in common with Ryan Routh when he was very much vehemently pro-Ukraine war, recruiting mercenary soldiers from around the globe. Very weird, isn't it? It's almost as if, you know, these coincidences can't be coincidences. Kind of weird, isn't it? Kind of weird. Yeah, we just need to look into this. All right, finally off of it. Let's go off this. Let me show you the latest on Bill Gates. Here it is. Blake tweet. New. This is all over the news, by the way. It's not just Blake reporting this. New Bill Gates funds project that turns mosquitoes into flying vaccinators. That's great, isn't it? I mean, that's fantastic. Wow. Fantastic. The mosquito research Gates has been funding since at least 2008 appears to be paying off, turning into flying syringes. What to know? You can get the whole thing on Blake. I should have actually done more of it, but it's okay. Researchers at the Bill Gates Foundation, they're backed by whatever. Read the whole article yourself. Who gives him the right to make mosquitoes flying syringes, and that you don't have a choice of whether or not you get vaccinated with his death shot? The man who wants to lower the Earth's population using vaccinations, which, by the way, more and more keeps coming out. As you know, I listen to more and more from RFK Jr., and nobody ever sues RFK Jr. for defamation. It's kind of weird, isn't it? Again, just a coincidence. More and more comes out about Bill Gates' sterilization efforts around the globe. That's lowering the Earth's population because nobody can have babies using vaccinations. Not just killing people, not just finding out that most polio that has come out recently as a direct result of the Gates polio vaccine. That's why he's banned from the entire country of India. But here he is again. All right, let's go to this one. I have to show you this. It's old. Aaron and I actually covered this a while ago, but it's a minute and 30 seconds. So I just wanted to show you this because I want people to keep the correct mindset that the people pushing the agenda, the globalist leftist bourgeois elitist agenda, which again is to leverage you into one world commerce system with a singular access point to all that commerce controlled by them, to keep in mind that their agenda doesn't apply to them. Liz Churchill video, do not take the bird flu vaccine. Play for me.
In Spain, apparently there was an investigation by the federal police, and they caught a bunch of people in, I guess, what would be like a vaccine passport sting. This is a shocking headline. It's really incredible. Listen to this. Big pharma boss caught faking his COVID vaccination status, injected himself with salt water instead, now facing criminal charges. It says police have charged Jose Maria Fernandez Sosa Faro, the president of European pharmaceutical behemoth Pharma Mar, with being falsely vaccinated against COVID-19. Dr. Sosa Faro is embroiled in a European controversy involving individuals, many of whom are well-known figures, being added to the National Immune Registry in exchange for large sums of money. Dr. Sosa Faro is among more than 2,200 celebrities and European elites on the list drawn up by the national police of those falsely vaccinated against COVID. According to El Mundo, that's the newspaper reporting, Spanish police carried out the investigation called Operation Jenner, which uncovered the vast network of celebrities and elites who have paid money to have their names fraudulently entered on the National Immunization Register despite refusing to be vaccinated. And it says here, this is the kicker. According to the police who are investigating the 2,200 false COVID-19 vaccination certificates, the fee was dependent on your social standing. The more important you were, the higher the price you paid. You got to wonder if that's going on in other countries like the United States.
Yeah.
If you got enough money, you can buy your way out of the vaccination that you're pipping and whoring yourself. There it is. So I just wanted to throw that out there because that's an older video. That's from a couple years old, but I wanted to throw that out there because it's a good comprehensive video that illustrates. We did it, but we talked about that story, but not to that level of information. So it had more detail. So I wanted to show it. But anyway, just to keep in mind that everything that you hear is a bold-faced lie. And basically, you need to just realize that everything we hear from the FBI, and everybody knows this, preaching to the choir, 1,140 people that are watching right now. Everything we hear from the FBI about New Orleans and about Vegas are going to be bold-faced lies, simply to cover up for the true narrative, the true agenda, which is globalist, leftist, bourgeois elitism. And the elitists right there are able to elite their way out of the vaccination. If you had enough money, you could simply pay your way right out of it. How much of that went on, as Dale Bigtree said in that video? I wonder how many in America did exactly that. I don't know. Interesting, though. Let me show you this one. Somebody on here was talking about, I was looking at the chat. Somebody was talking about Epstein. Oh, here, Lynn and Jeff, you're talking about, I bet he's on the Epstein list. Speaking of the Epstein list, Elon Musk videos. Elon Musk putting these videos out. No, he says, no more donations to Wikipedia until they start being truthful. What's happening on Wikipedia right now with Epstein and Bill Clinton? Play for me.
They're deleting Epstein connections off of Wikipedia right now. I was working on something for a little documentary today and went to go and look at Bill Clinton's Wikipedia page to get the number of times he flew on Epstein's plane. And it turns out that Epstein is only mentioned one time on Bill Clinton's Wikipedia page. And it's in the footnotes in reference to Jennifer Epstein, Clinton family speeches, netted as much as $26 million. Excuse me? So I went to the Wayback Machine and found out when did they delete all of this. Because they used to mention Epstein 47 different times. Because there used to be a whole section about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, which was, shall we say, extensive? And so it turns out, sometime on July 22nd, someone deleted all of Bill Clinton's connections to Jeffrey Epstein from Wikipedia. And ever since July 22nd of this year, no Wikipedia editor has saw fit to change that. That is despite numerous witnesses extensively documenting Bill Clinton's friendship with Epstein and his indulgence in the services. That is despite Bill Clinton threatening news publications for talking about it. Bill Clinton being photographed numerous times with his buddy. Bill Clinton being photographed with girls. Jeffrey Epstein literally had this painting of Bill Clinton in his apartment. Can't imagine what that means. But it's just weird timing. Why do you think Bill Clinton is having his Epstein section deleted from Wikipedia right now?
One.
Listen, it's overly simplistic to say this, but if you have that painting in your house, if you have that painting with Bill Clinton in a dress going like this, you're guilty. I mean, why on earth would you have that? Just like all the Podesta video, the Podesta paintings with the little kitties. Okay, who would ever have that in their house that isn't a pedophile? Who would ever have that in their house that's not demonic, that doesn't find sexual interest in children? Who would have that in their house? Who would? The little kitties tied up in their underwear. Who would have that? And who in the world would have in their home a picture, a portrait? So someone was actually paid to paint Bill Clinton in a blue cocktail dress, pointing at the painter in a sexual way. Ugh. I mean, you're guilty, okay? But anyway, so now on Wikipedia, and people always go, you know, these are the experts of information. These are the fact checkers, or where you allegedly find facts, which we all know is Wikipedia is nothing more than Goebbels Media. At one time, there was 47 mentions of Epstein with Bill Clinton. Now there's one, and it isn't even for Jeffrey. It's for Jennifer Epstein. They're all gone. He used the Wayback Machine, Aaron. We got to have one of those.
Yeah. It's just some sort of app. It's just a website. Yeah.
It's just a website. Yeah. Yep. The Wayback Machine says that they were all deleted on 7/22. You can't get away with nothing now. There's a digital record. And Trump and the FBI and Cash Patel need to use these digital records, these digital trails, and put all of these people in prison, like Liz Cheney. She can go into prison with her orange jumpsuit and her Presidential Freedom Medal. 26 trips, Bill Clinton on the Lolita Express, numerous witnesses. He even canceled his Secret Service. Credit Dan Bongino with that. When he went on, why would you cancel your Secret Service protection when you go onto a plane? Why would you do that? That's weird. That's kind of weird, isn't it? But anyway. All right, that's it. 10:19. That's good. Listen, I got my whole expose on Islam for tomorrow. Stick around for it. I can't launch into it tonight. It's an hour. Only one Rumble Rant tonight. The matriarch of the Rumble Rant, Tammy L. Margaret. Thank you so much. $10. Everybody, 1,164 people watching right now. Stick around for the post game. Stick around. It's just one video after another, 5 minutes long. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome. It'll lift you up. Never tear you down, but it'll always lift you back up at the end. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Don't miss it. Love you guys so much. Thank you for coming right back on this holiday weekends. But anyway, back tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love you guys. See you then. God bless you.
2 Corinthians 8:9. He became poverty so that you could become rich. And then Christians think that it's an attribute to be poor. That's like saying that it's an attribute to become sin because he became sin. Well, you just want to feed the world. How are you going to feed the world when you're broke? Wouldn't you rather, instead of signing up for $1 a day to save this or that, wouldn't you rather save an entire village by giving them $5 million? Well, we have all of that. The cattle upon 1,000 hills and all wealth is his. Romans chapter 8:16-17. Join heirs with him. Therefore, what does heir mean? Inheritance. It's yours. And it's not yours in heaven. It's yours now. Nobody ever believes it because they've been ingrained into believing that poverty is a Christian attribute. It is not. If you don't want it, give it away and let God make you a continuous conduit of cash.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.